We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. We'll talk more about a couple of the pieces of breaking news coming up here in just a bit. Robert Kraft. Details are a little bit different depending on what you read. Yahoo Sports saying Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, has been arrested. Others are saying he has been charged and has not been arrested, but arrest warrants are being issued. Now, we'll get to the bottom of it, but basically for soliciting prostitution, I guess, is what it is. But him, along with, I think, about 10 to 15 others in a ring in Florida, in Jupiter, Florida, that is being investigated as a massage parlor and human trafficking. So we'll keep up up to date on that. But what a story! Holy mackerel! In the meantime, this portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget your Quick Rewards card. Stop in and get it today. And the first time user gets the fill up 10 cents off per gallon of gas up to 30 gallons. So stop in and pick that up today. Great people over at Quick Trip. Stop in and tell them we said hi. Quick Trip. Go to quicktrip.com or just download the Quick Rewards app on any mobile device you have. Brian Anderson, Brewers television announcer for Fox Sports Wisconsin, also Turner Sports, and probably carrying an umbrella right now as it's been raining quite a bit down in Arizona. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm actually still in Wisconsin. I'm driving from Milwaukee to Indiana today, so I'm actually breaking a sweat in my car. I just talked to Bill Schroeder. I was so happy. He said there's snow in his backyard in Arizona.
Yeah, I'd seen that.
For like 15 minutes straight. I was really happy to hear that, and I'm excited that they're having to deal with some snow and rain.
Yeah, I saw that Flagstaff got 36 inches yesterday. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
But the good news is the weather will turn tomorrow, and our first spring training telecast is Tuesday. So we're going to have 70-degree weather, sunny, green grass, blue skies. It'll look like it's supposed to look.
It is. It's a year of excitement and anticipation, I guess, is the best way to put it. Bringing Moose back, the trials and tribulations of both him and Travis Shaw, how they figure out second base, how they figure out this starting rotation. But it's almost like they have an embarrassment of riches at many different positions. So give me your thoughts as this team headed to camp. Obviously, a lot of pitchers to look at. They pick up Yasmani Grandal. They bring back Moose. Give me your thoughts.
I honestly don't think the Moustakas Shaw situation is a big deal at all. As a matter of fact, I would say it's trending on overblown for me. I mean, I watched these two guys last year, and the first day Moustakas arrived to the Brewers, his first thing out of his mouth when he got there was, you know, I'm happy to play second base. I mean, he's just like he's a next level personality character guy anyway. Travis Shaw is the same. There's so many shifts anyway with the Brewers. I've been asked about it so much. The point is that it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal at all. Travis is younger. They're going to put the guy who they feel is, you know, is the better defender, probably at third base, the better arm. Moustakas is a great defender still, and has a great arm, but I think that third baseman's over there in the shift so often anyway, it kind of prevents you having to make some extreme moves that way because you'd have a Moustakas there. But so that's not a big deal to me at all. I think a bigger deal is how the pitching situation will come together. And, you know, what they did last year, the last 6 weeks and really the last month, is not sustainable. And, I mean, I, they... I think Craig Counsell will be the first to tell you, probably has stated that. So what is the plan, and how do you operate with so much great young talent? How do you operate a starting rotation? I can't imagine starters are still going to be given much leash beyond the third time through the batting order. But at some point, you know, you would need a guy to stretch it out. If he's having a great game, you're going to have to probably take more chances that way. But that's a bigger question, but I think it's all a strength for the Brewers and what they have, and the expectations are high, and they feel like they have a ball club that can not only contend for a division, that they think they're a World Series caliber team, I believe. And that's a great place to be. I mean, that hasn't, you can't have said that very often in the history of the Brewers, especially once they arrived at Miller Park. This is one of those years.
The departure of Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnell, how much of an impact do you think that does or does not have on this staff?
Has an impact for change's sake. I mean, Derek and Lee were a great team, and they'll be a great team in Cincinnati. I think they communicate well together, and Derek has emerged as one of the great pitching coaches in Major League Baseball. You know, he's kind of the whole package. He's a mechanics guy. He's a psychological evaluator. He's an encourager, and he's a game plan expert. So that was the last to come for him, the last of his skills. It took him a while once he arrived, but you know, he's kind of the whole package. But I would say that Chris Hook is very similar. I mean, I think that's why they chose him, because he's been through the minor league system. You know, talking to guys who have worked with him, and I know a lot of people who have. Matter of fact, Chris Hook and my brother were teammates when they were in their playing days. And so I feel really good about Chris Hook and what he's going to bring to the table, and great opportunity for him, like it was a great opportunity for Derek. The Brewers would rather have not lost Derek Johnson, but, you know, he chose to leave, and he had an opportunity to do that, and he gets closer to home and gets a lot more authority with the Reds than he had with the Brewers, so that's great for him. He's advanced his career, and I think the Brewers are in a really good situation now with Chris Hook and having somebody like that. And I recognize minor league coaches and coordinators, and Hook's been both. He's been a pitching coach in the minor leagues and a minor league coordinator. You have to recognize when you have talent and you're able to promote. And I think the Brewers would probably have been more aggressive had they not had a guy like Chris Hook in trying to keep Derek Johnson. That's my guess. But they feel great about him, and so do I. Knowing what I know about him and having known him all these years, I'm a huge fan of his.
What do you think of the depth of this team? Obviously, Domingo Santana gone, but you have, when it comes to the infield, some guys that you believe anyway are breathing down the neck of some of the guys that are on the big league roster. You've got Keston Hira, Mauricio Dubon that they hope are ready in the next 6 to 9 months to a year. But you do have some options. But give me the thoughts on the depth of this team, because we know at some point or another, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to use it.
Yeah, you turn it over. I mean, you either use it for yourself in the major leagues, and they produce and perform, and or you use it in trade to try to add a piece or two if you need to add at the trade deadline. If you're making a run, you know, and you feel like you have to fill a hole, but it's a great place to be. That AAA ball club, which is going to be in San Antonio this year, is loaded, and I think that's really why the confidence is so high in the organization. It's one thing to have a team that's front-loaded and to go sign players or make trades for players, and that kind of wipes out your minor league system. I think what I've been impressed with, and talking to those who evaluate the Brewers system, meaning other scouts and other, including my brother, but other people who are watching the Brewers minor league players, it's a legit system that has prospects and has, you know, future big leaguers throughout that are, could be impact players. So that makes you feel great from a fan's perspective, because your team is really good at the big league level, World Series challenging quality players. And then you have a lot of pieces. You're not bare in the minor league. So it's always a process. Just because you make it to the major leagues doesn't mean, you know, Ryan Braun was a rare example, and Prince Fielder, of guys who made it to the big leagues and then were big league stars. That's really rare that happens. I think most cases is a lot like what Arcia is going through. You know, Arcia made it, was great, went through some lumps, went back to the minor leagues, or maybe the way Domingo Santana. That's kind of the way it normally works for most players. So, you know, you give those guys a chance to come up and get a taste of it, like a lot of guys that came up last year, and then there's another wave coming. They'll get a taste of it, especially on the pitching side, and you hope that just keeps building and building, and they learn as much as they can without having the pressure to carry a ball club. You know, it's different when you can be a role player and be an up-and-coming star than being asked to be a star from the get-go, you know, like a Chris Bryant was in Chicago. That's a once-in-a-generation type deal. And so I think the Brewers are in really good shape with their minor league system. We're going to see a lot of those guys. And as we know, Bill, they're going to utilize their system, especially pitchers, and they're going to do this rotation, this cycle. Basically think of it as a taxi squad in football terms, where mm-hmm. you're going to have guys that need to be shut down for a week, maybe 3 days, 5 days, whatever. And that's how they're going to utilize their minor league system. And it's been a good formula. And you can do that when you have that kind of talent in the minor league system. They wouldn't do it if they didn't have players to actually pull that off. So while they have it, that's an asset. It's best to do it when you can.
Talking with Brian Anderson, Brewers television announcer for Fox Sports Wisconsin, also for Turner Sports. Before I let you go, you mentioned Chris Bryant. You talk a little bit of Cubs. Obviously, the Cardinals made a move, picking up Goldschmidt. Talk about the division, and we know it's going to be tight, and the Brewers and the Cubs are probably picked as the top two teams in the division, but talk about the division overall.
Baseball, I mean, I think, you know, you see how the season plays out and with injuries and whatnot, performance, but I think on paper right now, it's the best division in the game, and it's a really tough division. There's a lot of competition. The Pirates are going to be better. The Reds are going to be a lot better. So, you know, I don't think when you're playing that many games inside the division, you're going to lose a lot of those games. And so I don't see a 100-win season. I'm thinking like a 90-win season might do it because of how this division is going to beat up on one another. So, you know, you try to win your home games, your home series, and try to have a winning record in your division. I think the Brewers, and then dominate the other divisions. That's kind of the formula right now, because this division is going to be epic this year. And there are a lot of teams and a lot of great players, star quality players that probably won't get a lot of the huge headlines. But I think inside the division, those who participate in it know that it's going to be a great battle this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe the best it's ever been since I've been in Milwaukee since 07. This is the best top to bottom five teams in a division that I've ever seen.
Brian, always good. Enjoy your trip down to Indiana, and we'll talk again soon. I'll see you out at spring training here in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay, look forward to that.
All right, buddy, be good. We'll get there safe. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. Brian Anderson, Brewers television announcer on Fox Sports Wisconsin and Turner Sports, kind of breaking everything down when it comes to the organization. And he's driving right now, and if you've got the sun shining on you, probably in a little bit of a bubble, maybe the greenhouse effect as he's cruising down to Indiana. Meantime, they've got snow and rain and everything else going on out in Arizona, but that weather will eventually clear up. I know in the next week they're going to get into the 70s, and then here in the next 2 weeks they're even predicting somewhere in the upper 70s, possibly the low 80s. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting out there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at San Giorgio, taking us down to Arizona. Milwaukee's only pizzeria, Napoletana, Old World 3rd Street in Milwaukee, right next to the Calderon Club. Stop in, say hi to Gino. Our good buddy there, Vincenzo, is back making pizzas as well, and they pair up that Bill Michaels pizza with our friends from Point Brewing and Cider Boys. You can pair it up all together. Go to pointbeer.com to see more. But San Giorgio, Point Brewing, they got it all going on down there. Stop in and tell them we said hi. Also, our friends over at Usingers. Listen to this. If you're looking for a way to get through the long winter, there's free brats this Saturday. That can help bring you back to summer and the grilling season. Pair that with free sausage down with free beer as well. Usinger's offering free brats from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Old German Beer Hall on Old World 3rd Street to honor their founder, Fred Usinger. So if you're in the Milwaukee area, head down and grab some free brats. There you go. Nothing says loving like brats in the oven, right? Good stuff from our friends at Usinger. Go to Usinger at Usinger, Usinger.com. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Confirm for us that name is the high-profile individual and professional sports franchise owner that we believe it to be. And could you please speak to that name and that situation?
Yes, sir. He is one
could
of the individuals.
Name who he is?
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many counts may he face?
Right now we have two.
So that would be two separate incidences or visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, or one visit with multiple charges from that one visit?
Two different visits.
Well, there you go. That is the police chief from Jupiter, Florida. Now, it's been a little bit sketchy when you talk about all the details coming out regarding this. But here's what we know coming directly from the AP and the coverage out of Jupiter, Florida, that the police have been working for a long time. They've been cracking down on sex trafficking and human trafficking in Florida in general, okay? Now they've been really, Jupiter Police Department cracking down on it surrounding the Palm Beach County area, okay? 200 arrest warrants were issued in the recent days, and more are expected. But one of the names that caught everybody's attention in today's release of names was Robert Kraft, okay? And for those that follow me on Twitter, you can see Ali Schmitz, who had posted this a little while ago. Ali Schmitz, a Florida politics reporter and works at USA Today, part of that network down there. She got a hold of the list, okay? And I don't know, maybe there's 20, 25 names on this list, but one of the names was Robert Kraft. And it gives his birth date, 6/5/1941. And people say, well, wait a minute. Is that Robert Kraft of the Patriots? So that's what you heard, was the back and forth with reporters and the police chief indeed stating, yes, that's Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots. So and the misstatements, I guess, early on that had come out was that he was already arrested and he was part of this sex trafficking thing. Okay, let me explain this real quick, because this is, as the details now come out, here's what it is. Police in Florida, they charged New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with a misdemeanor of solicitation of prostitution, saying they have videotape of him actually paying for sex inside a massage parlor. What is the name of the massage parlor, Joe? It's like inside a strip mall or something like
that,
right?
Yeah, the Orchid Spa of Asia or something like that.
Orchids of Asia Spa or something like that. Okay. So this is not a great area of town. This is not a place where you would see Robert Kraft, usually.
Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
Orchids of Asia Day Spa. Okay, a warrant has been issued, and his attorneys are notified that he is to then be arrested and turn himself in. The charge comes, like I'd said, amid the widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in the area. And his name is on the list. He's one of the guys that were busted on video paying for this on two separate occasions. Okay? So he is not the owner of the day spa, as was reported that he was involved in sex trafficking and human trafficking. He was a patron. And he went in and basically paid for certain services and then left. But again, it's against the law. So that's where his name comes into all of this. Just so we're clear, he has not been arrested as of yet. Charges have been filed and warrants have been issued. But they're notifying his attorney, who is then going to have him turn himself in, go through the processing, paperwork, and then, go with the legal system after that. But he was just charged with a misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. Okay, I shouldn't say just, because he was charged. But for some of the rumors that were flying around on Twitter and on the internet saying that he was running a prostitution ring, that's the way the original story made it sound, and that's not true. Just so we're clear on all of that. But this is You talk about a headache for the NFL. And this is a guy that I've talked about time and again about the way they do things within their family. Now, somebody asked if he is married. I think his wife recently passed. Am I mistaken there? He was married, but I think his wife passed not too long ago. So, to answer your question, no, I don't think he is. I think he's a widower. I don't think he's married.
Another detail here from Chris Janzine of NBC. Police are saying that the massage parlor had women who were told they were coming to the U.S. for legitimate jobs were in fact held as virtual prisoners, sex workers.
Okay. Now here's the other shoe falling. A spokesperson for Robert Kraft has responded now with a statement that says, quote, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity because it's a judicial matter. We will no longer make any further comment." Of course. Of course. So deny it, but we're not going to say anything else about it because it's now in a court of law. Well, the police in Jupiter, Florida say they've got him on videotape. And this may be the depth of which we know. Because once the lawyers get a hold of it and deals are made behind closed doors, and, you know, who knows if we're ever going to get a chance to see videos as to make our own decision, but Robert Kraft's people now categorically denying that Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. There you go. 855-830-8648. We can open the phone lines up and take calls. I don't know what we can take calls on. But, and by the way, the memes flying around Twitter right now, just some of you people just have way too much. You must be at work with nothing to do. Or you're sitting at home today on a Friday going, the sun came out. I think I'm just going to take it easy today. It's pretty funny. 855-830-8648. Sports Illustrated now carrying the denial of Robert Kraft and his people. But regardless, it's you now wear the scarlet letter. You know? It is what it is. You now, regardless of whether you did or didn't do it, you are now tied to the scarlet letter that is criminal of some type. I see the Deflategate memes which are running around out there. That's sad and funny. Sad and funny. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, you're just tuning us in. You're probably hearing the news. You're hearing it correctly. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, facing not one but two charges of soliciting sex as a part of a recent criminal investigation into multiple massage parlor locations in Jupiter, Florida. A warrant issued for his arrest, according to the Jupiter police chief, who did confirm that it is Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, among 200 warrants being issued. He's accused of committing a misdemeanor crime of soliciting another for prostitution on at least two separate occasions, and they have videotape. Now, the other side, Robert Kraft's side, has shot back saying, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity because it is a judicial matter. We will not be commenting further." Daniel Kerr, the Jupiter police chief, said during a news conference that police have gathered video evidence through body cameras and surveillance over the last several months. The Vero Beach Police Department announced earlier this month that nearly 200 individuals as well have been charged with more than 200 counts of solicitation as a result of a six-month investigation into multiple massage parlors in the Indian River County area. So, yes, Robert Kraft and the Patriots, after celebrating their sixth Super Bowl win earlier this month, I can't even make that joke. Just, he was at the Orchids of Asia massage parlor in a strip mall in Jupiter, Florida. Insert joke here for those that choose to do so.
But the fact that this involves sex trafficking.
Yes.
And that they brought in women who thought they were just going to be working in the United States.
They thought they were coming here for jobs. They didn't realize the jobs they were going to get the slavery that they were going to be a part of.
It's horrible.
So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill.
There you go.
How does the NFL handle this one?
That's the next question. Here's a question for you. Okay. We have had players that have been suspended and players that have never been picked up by another ownership group. Ray Rice. Now, Kareem Hunt was just brought in by the Cleveland Browns, but he has to go through a rigorous, and rightfully so, a rigorous set of demands to the T that he has to follow, or he will no longer be in the NFL. Violence against women, that's the videotape came out on that. So now you've got a guy that's engaged in, or at least allegedly engaged in, illegal sex acts with women that were basically human slaves brought to this country as prostitutes under the guise of something else. What do you do with Robert Kraft? Now, the legal system is going to play out here. We all know that. But, you know.
More details here. This particular spa was one among 10 that were shut down in Orlando, Palm Beach County, and the Treasure Coast after a several-month investigation revealed women that were in sexual servitude, according to arrest records. It says here, women, many of them from China, lived in the spa and were not permitted to leave, according to Martin County Sheriff Will Snyder. The owner of that spa, Hu Zhang, 58, of Winter Garden, was arrested and charged with deriving support from the proceeds of prostitution, keeping and frequenting a house of prostitution, and 26 counts of procuring for prostitution. Holy cow.
Wow. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This is just a day of reading press releases, news stories, details.
Now, the NFL is known for holding everyone accountable, including owners.
Right.
And the most recent situation that involved an owner was Jim Irsay. Remember back in 2014?
Right.
Where he was suspended 6 games and fined $500,000 for driving while impaired. Irsay is the only owner to be suspended by the league since 1999, when 49ers owner Eddie DeBartolo was suspended for the entire season for his part in a Louisiana gambling scandal.
See, here's the thing that people are missing, okay? And I want to make this perfectly clear here real quick. Because people are saying, you know, hey, Cliff says, thanks for clarifying. I would find it hard to believe a billionaire would be involved in trafficking. Hiring a hooker, sure, it would be interesting to see what he is formally charged with. He's being charged with a misdemeanor of solicitation. And that's bad within itself. Okay, and some people look at it going, hey, if it's like a brothel or something like that, that everybody's consenting, so be it. Okay, I understand that. This is not that situation. Okay? Not to condone the others, but this is not that situation. This is from women that were brought over to this country under the guise of actually getting jobs and living in the land of opportunity. Instead, they've been enslaved as sexual objects. It's sex trafficking. You know? Every parent's fear in this country is that their daughter or son would be snatched up, taken to another country, and you'd never see them again, and they live a life of that. That's what this is. That's what this sex trafficking is. So it's not just a bunch of consenting adults trading some money for some acts, okay? Just so we're clear on this. There's a larger issue here, and this is the reason that many, many states are cracking down on a lot of this stuff, because a lot of the people that are involved in this are doing this against their will. They're being almost held captive. So it's an ugly situation. That's the reason the NFL has got to make a stand and got to take some type of stance on this. Now, I can almost write the press release. The NFL is following along with the investigation. We're investigating all the details as they unfold. We don't have a statement at this time. We will deal with this in the appropriate amount of time and once the legal system has run its course. I mean, that's kind of what they're going to say. I can almost guarantee it. But apparently, at least according to the Jupiter Police Department, they have videotape of all of this. So,
yeah, police say they have video of Kraft participating in the act. Police say he was driven to the parlor. Police say they were working on a warrant for his arrest. Police say they're stunned like everyone else. It also says here from the Martin County Sheriff that women involved in human trafficking were given no days off. They averaged about 1,500 men a year.
Holy God.
Their hygiene was, quote, minimal at best.
It's just bad for everybody involved. I don't know what else to make of it. I'm going to be really the eyes of the world now are sitting on the NFL. Roger Goodell, this is his worst nightmare. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, the worst nightmare is the girls that are involved in this, but this is Roger Goodell's worst nightmare, is to have one of your premier owners involved in something so heinous. Man, oh, man.
That's just PR nightmare after PR nightmare after PR nightmare for the NFL. It just, it never ends. It never ends.
Mm-hmm. Man, this is just bad. The more you read about this, I mean, everybody, details are coming out almost by the minute. You know, ESPN, they're basically repeating what Robert Kraft people have stated, that they're denying any of this. But, boy, just what a terrible situation. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs reminding you, if you got a big event coming up, sales event, whatever it happens to be, they cater. And they can help you out there. All you have to do is go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. And you can check out all that they have to offer. Look, it doesn't matter the amount. You know what? I'll deal with this when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Van Horn. Van Horn Automotive. They are the home of the 90-day test drive. And if you want to do what I did, I was looking for a vehicle. Started talking about a luxury car, and I found one. It just happened to be wrapped in a truck, in a Dodge 1500, a Ram 1500. And it was a great experience. It really was. They truly mean the 90-day test drive. You take the thing, 90 days. Get out, enjoy it, and then if you decide to keep it, you can get up to $2,000 off. If not, you can bring it back, no questions asked, no further commitment, you're good to go. It's that simple. It's that simple. And it's the home of the 90-day test drive. That is from Van Horn Automotive. They have 16 dealerships all throughout the state, beyond the borders. Every make, every model, import, domestic, they can help you out. Great service departments as well, and everybody that works there is an owner who works there. And that's the best part about it, is they really take pride in what they do. So sometimes you go out and buy a vehicle and you don't get the greatest of service. You get it top to bottom at Van Horn. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com and see all that they have to offer, including the deals from the 90-day test drive. So check out our friends at Van Horn Auto. Go to VanHornAuto.com. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Tracy in Delafield. Tracy, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on?
Hi, Bill. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bill.
Sure.
Hey, Bill, you know, I'm just as shocked as I sense that you are on this whole issue, but my question here is, You know, I've got a 12 and a 13-year-old son who just are just fantastic football fans. And I'm wondering, what advice, how am I going to explain this to him? You know, this has got such far-reaching ramifications that, you know, when they hear this news tonight, how am I going to explain that to them?
Right.
And I'll take your comments off the air. I'm interested. Do you have any advice for me on,
well,
on what I can say to
I guess,
kids?
You know, is the same thing that I would say to my kids. I appreciate the phone call. I would just simply say that I don't know how – each kid's different when it comes to their depth of knowledge and exposure to certain things. So I don't know specifically – the situation with your kids, but I know I would say to my kids, because they, you know, our daughter, my stepdaughter, she doesn't know football from anything. She just knows that it's played on Sundays and tries to learn a little bit about the game. So that way, when the boys in school talk to her about it, she kind of knows what she's talking about. My stepson, he knows players, facts, figures, owners. He knows the whole thing. So when you explain it, you just simply say that this guy got caught doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. And the tragedy of the situation is this, and depending on how depth their, you know, how deep their knowledge goes, you explain why it's bad. I don't know how many details you want to go into, but I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm not going to say, well, he's a lonely older man. His wife just died. I'm going to say the guy went and did something wrong, you know, and if they've got him on videotape And this is another great learning lesson to say, hey, the law has to be fair for everybody, all right? Not just those that have money and big-time lawyers that can get out of things. The law has to be fair for everybody, and it has to be blind in the sense that each individual case is judged on its own merits. You understand what is and isn't a threat to society, and you kind of move on and you deal out punishment accordingly. You know, I wish lawmakers used that kind of common sense instead of voting down party lines. That's another story for another day. But I don't know what to say. You know, I mean, I don't know how to express it other than that. You try to be honest without giving away too many details, and you don't want them to grow up too fast, but you just say this is what they did. You know, they did something wrong that is against the law, and you go forward. I mean, the older they get, they'll figure it out. And if they want to read about it, you know what? Here's one great bit of it. I did the Becoming Kareem event a few months ago with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And one thing that I learned from him that was incredibly fascinating was the dynamic between him and his father. And he's a guy that just sought a lot of knowledge, always asked questions. Okay. And at times we all know that you got a kid that asks questions all the time, it can become annoying. Okay, why? Okay, that becomes annoying. So what Kareem's father did was said, look it up. If you want to know why and you want to know what it is, look it up and then come back to me and I'll let you know if you're right or not. But you can start reading, which also allows the child, the kid, to become more well-read, to learn for yourself some of the things that are in life. And if you have questions, we'll discuss. Feel free to ask, what is this and what is that? And we'll discuss it. You know, maybe that's what you do. You say, you know, hey, he did something bad. If you want to know more details, it's out there. Why don't you read about it? And then when you have a question, you ask me about it, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it. And maybe you go in that direction. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you, you know?
Just for confirmation, Kraft, his wife did pass away in 2011.
2011, so, oh boy, it was a while ago.
However, he has been dating Ricky Noel Lander, who is 39 years old. She's an actress.
Oh boy! Ricky Noel Lander.
Yes.
There you go.
And now dudes will be Googling her name as we announce it.
I just did. Yep, Ricky Noel Lander. She got a nice tat on her arm. I guess no, she doesn't. I don't know where this tattoo came from. It must have been something from, like, off of her dress or something. She's not all tatted up. I take that back.
You know, we all go to Wikipedia. That's like the first place we look at nowadays for information.
Yep.
And sure enough, if you go to Robert Kraft on Wikipedia, they already have Kraft being charged in Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, boy.
Already put it on there.
Wow. Ricky is, in heels. She's quite a bit taller than him, too. She's a cute girl. What did you say? She's a model?
Actress.
Actress?
Yeah, she's been in a lot of TV shows.
Okay. She doesn't look familiar to me at all. They look happy. I don't know how happy they are. Well, then again, this picture doesn't make her look too happy. It's at a basketball game, I guess. Oh, at the 2018 Taco Bell Skills Challenge. She must not be happy about Taco Bell or something. Or maybe she had some Taco Bell and wasn't feeling it after the fact. Matter of fact, he's sitting next to Tracy Morgan. It's Tracy Morgan, Robert Kraft, and her. And she's got her hands and legs folded, kind of pulling away from him. He's got his hand on the leg of Tracy Morgan. Robert Kraft does. Oh, there you go. Who knew? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back, we'll talk some Packers. We'll get into many different things, talk some Bucks, talk some Brewers. Don't forget Danny Cunningham, Score North in the Twin Cities. Going to talk some Timberwolves basketball coming up here in just a little bit. So we got that coming up, and we're going to talk some more Brewers baseball. But this, the story of the day that broke a little while ago, and maybe we'll continue this, but Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has been charged on two counts of misdemeanor soliciting a prostitution. And the women that were involved in this were brought to this country under the guise of the land of opportunity and getting jobs. Unfortunately, they've been enslaved as sexual prostitutes. And he's now a contributing factor to this as a patron. What does the league now do? What should the league do with Robert Kraft? And that is going to be a very serious discussion as this all unfolds. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.